LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004. Thanks for your support. And now, on with the show.
Hey, how's it going? This is Steve Webb, and it's the LifeSpring Week in Music Show, and it's number 94. Hey, this is going to be a different kind of a... You know what? Before I get into that, I should probably apologize for having taken so long to get one of these shows out. I have been just inundated with so many things around here. Number one, moving web hosts. As a matter of fact, there's a very real possibility that you're even getting this episode will be delayed. I'm going to flip the switch this weekend and move from the web hosting company I've been with for, a couple of years or so now, and go to a new company. And there are, I can't even tell you how many different steps involved in moving all of my websites over. But there's that. And then, of course, there's the economy, and there's, just so many things going on around here. And, I'm sorry, but I have been jonesing to do some shows for you. And this one, the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, is the first one that I'll be able to get put out. And I hope to get back on course with all the rest of the shows as soon as possible. And I, want to make a LifeSpring show this week and hymn stories and on. So that's the way it goes. Now, this is going to be a different kind of a LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, because every song that I'm going to play is going to be a Christian song. I usually mix them up, There's usually actually more what they call secular or non-sacred or non-Christian, whatever you want to. They're not really non-Christian, but they're not specifically Christian. There's more of that usually than there is Christian on the Weekend Music Show. But, the country is really going through a rough time right now. The economy is just tanking, and all the politicians are arguing about what's the right way to go and, what we're supposed to do. And I'm not going to make this a political show tonight, but I am going to play music that I believe can bring some answers. There really is only one person to whom or in whom we should put our trust, right? I mean, it shouldn't be the president. It shouldn't be any politician, that's for sure. And it shouldn't be any person at all. I mean, we have those that we love, and we have those that are close to us, and I suppose we could put faith in them to a certain extent. But just like me and just like you, the people in whom we put our trust are not perfect. Even those closest to us, they're not perfect, and they're going to let us down. There's only one that we can trust and who will never let us down. This is Derek Webb.
In God we trust.
No relation.
And the government is on his shoulders. In God we trust. Through democracy and tyranny alike. In God we trust.
Hearts
Americans tend to think that God is always on our side. And I don't want to be unpatriotic, but God's primary interest is not in countries. It is in individual hearts of his people, of his children, of his creation. God's will is to bring each one of us to a knowledge of him and to the realization that we need him and that we need salvation that can only be through Jesus Christ. This is not a show that I generally preach on, but we are in different times now than we were a short time ago. And I think that it's important for us to realize that no matter what happens in the country, God's primary interest is in the hearts of people.
Oh, great mystery, maker of beauty, we bow in wonder of your truth. Precious God, you are a mystery. It's you I worship. It's you I pray. Precious God, you are a mystery. It's you I worship. It's you I pray. And may you remain a mystery, so that we may love you and believe. Lord, may you remain a mystery. We love you and believe. Oh, oh, fully know your love. You are beyond every thought, every vision.
Your amazing grace has overcome.
A precious God, you are a mystery.
Oh, you
praise.
That was Wabba. And Wabba's a guy that I interviewed, a long time ago. He used to live in Arizona, right next door to California, where I'm at, but he's moved back east. But, yeah, he's a good guy. He's a worship leader, and he calls himself your Egyptian worship leader. Next up is another fellow that I've interviewed just recently, Chuck Gerard.
It's the name above all names, and we will declare it, we will declare it. It's the name above all names, and we will shout it to a dying world. Who will declare my name? Who will shout my name in the middle of the nation? Who would take the shield of faith and the sword of my tongue and declare my name to a dying world? He who has declared me thus far will walk in even greater power. For the sands of time are running out, but my name will be declared in this final hour. I am Jehovah. Possess my people. I'll take every inch that you'll surrender to me. For I'm building an army, and I've given it my name, and my words in your mouths will set the captives free.
I'm getting ready. what you gonna do? This life is passing by you. Tomorrow has no promise, has no certain guarantee. And what you gonna say? For carpe diem away. The moment now is turned around, and then it's history.
Step out of the dark and be the one to light the way. Right now is for real.
John Schlitt, formerly of Petra, of course, the frontman for Petra, and that's Keep Your Light On from his The Grafting LP, CD, LP. I can't believe I said that. But as you know, probably, I interviewed John not long ago, too. Hey, one of the things that's kept me away from y'all is just trying to keep food coming to the table, you know what I mean? With the way that things have been going, I've been having to work more on, you know, trying to make the windshield repair, the family business go. But speaking of helping to pay some bills, let's talk a little bit about Carbonite. You know, if you've got a hard drive in your computer, and you know you do, you know, those things don't last forever. They are mechanical devices, at least for now, until we get solid state and everything. But chances are extremely good that you've got a mechanical hard drive, and that thing is going to die. It has a limited lifespan. One of the worst things that can happen to you is to not have your data backed up safely. And do you know that to be safely backed up, you really need to have a copy of it off-site? Because heaven forbid, what happens if you have your backup on, let's say, CDs, or if you have them on, let's say, a network-attached drive or something that's in your house or in your office where your main computer is? If you get a fire, hey, all of your backups are gone. So what I suggest is you need to have, you know, several different copies. Yes, you should have your main hard drive, and you could have a network attached storage, or you can store, you know, your important files on CD. But that's good. But I suggest using Carbonite. I do. I have been using Carbonite for over 2 years, around 2 years. I don't remember exactly. I know I've paid the bill twice. I pay it annually. That's the way you do it with them. And then from that point on, you, as soon as you sign up and you install the software, it begins to back up your files online to their servers. And when they get there, your data is encrypted. So not when they get there. I think that the software on your end encrypts it and sends it out so it can't be sniffed and, you know, discovered online and decrypted and things like that. The only people that can decrypt it is you, your computer. But it's saved off site and it is encrypted, and there's no limit to the amount of data you can transfer. So I'm telling you, $50 a year, and what about cheap insurance? That is certainly it. So Carbonite, go to backup.lifespringmedia.com and click on the Carbonite link there, and it'll help us out tremendously. And you'll have the peace of mind of knowing that your data is stored safely. Next up, Air 5 with I Will Carry You.
Freshman, he's the new kid. Been 6 weeks and he still sits alone, 'cause his happiness has ended ever since his dad left. Now the home is dying, mom's still crying, dad's not trying, and no one knows. About to let go, that's when my Jesus said no. This one is mine, I will not let him go. Hear the voice of your Savior and know I will carry you. Christina, she's the prom queen, runner-up for 3 years in a row, and her dinner plate is quite clean, with frequent visits to the bathroom alone. She's dying, the mirror's lying, her heart is crying, and no
Black and turn them into white.
That's 10th Hour Calling. And you know, when things get rough, and a lot of us are struggling right now, remember that it's only God that can give us the peace and the comfort that we sometimes need. So many are struggling. They've lost jobs. They're losing houses. And I'm sure that there's probably some LifeSpring listeners, some Weekend Music Show listeners that are going through it. I know, because I just talked last night over some chat, over the Google chat with a friend of mine, a listener from back east. And he's struggling. His family's struggling. And so remember that there's only one that we can truly rely on. And God has promised to supply us with every need. And that doesn't mean that he has promised to supply us with all the goodies that we want, but the need. And, you know, even the poorest person in the United States is generally able to keep a food or keep a roof over the head and food on the table. So, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. But I just want this to be an encouragement to you. I guess that's the bottom line. I want to be a place where you can be encouraged. And next up is Adrena Thorpe, and I've interviewed Adrena. Now, I mention that because if you want to go into the LifeSpring, the original show archives, and do a search, you can find all these interviews. I have plans to make a category of interviews and make it easy for you to find them, but I haven't done that yet. That is in the planning stages. I want to redo the entire website and make it easy for you to find these things, but you can do a search and find them. But next up is Adrena Thorpe, a sweet girl. She was over at the house and played a house concert after the interview. I've told you that before, but for those new listeners, I just wanted to let you know that Adrena is a great gal. And the song is called With Hope.
I only pray because I always do. Doesn't hurt just to ask when you've given.
Don't give up hope. I'm telling you, there's no reason to give up hope. As long as you have God, there is nothing to fear because no one can take the relationship away that you have with Jesus Christ. And that really is the main thing in life, is a relationship with Him. And so, hey, one more bit of business I want to take care of before we get out of here, and that is to talk about Covenant Eyes a little bit. You know, a lot of people really struggle with the temptation of internet pornography, and, you know, this is a new year still, and if you are, you know, wanting to kind of turn over a new leaf, or if you've made New Year's resolutions, or whatever it is, if you're to the point where you say, you know what, I'm through with this, I don't want to have anything to do with this internet pornography again, this temptation. I want to, you know, be able to have victory over it. Well, sometimes what you need is someone to be accountable to. And Covenant Eyes is a company that helps you to be accountable, not to them and not to me, but obviously you're first accountable to God. But sometimes you need somebody with flesh and blood, with skin on his bones, to be able to say, what is it that you're doing here? And with Covenant Eyes, you can invite a friend, a trusted one, someone that you love, someone who you know loves you, to be your accountability partner. And everywhere you go on the internet, they get a record of it. And if you go to the wrong places, they'll say, hey, what's up? You fell down again. Come on, let's pray about it, and let's get past this point. And let's move on. But Covenant Eyes has got that. They've also got a blocker, a screen, a thing that keeps you even from going to those places if you think that would be useful. You know, I've got teenage boys in my house, and having a blocker on the computers is a good thing. And also having the Covenant Eyes accountability is a good thing as well. Every few days, I get a report from Covenant Eyes about every place that my boys have been on the internet. So once in a while, I have to say, hey, what was this? And they say, oh, Dad, this was that or this was that. And, you know, I can go and even look at it and confirm it. But, yeah, CovenantEyes.com. Check it out. You can get 30 days free if you sign up with the promo code LIFESPRING at CovenantEyes.com. They're good folks, good people, and it helps us as well when you sign up there. So I'd like you to do that. Give it a try if you have kids in your house or if this is an issue that you deal with. All right, last song. This is Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band, my good friend. And we went riding motorcycles. What was it? Last week, I think it was. I was having a day that I just needed to get away. I called up Brian. I said, hey, let's get on the bikes and go somewhere. And he said, yeah, great idea. I need it too. So we went out riding just around the Riverside area here. There's a real nice place called the Gavilan Hills. And you get up in the hills, and this time of year in Riverside, you sometimes get some green even from the rain. And anyway, we're coming down the hill. We come around a corner, and we see this beautiful lake. And yeah, there's a beautiful lake even in Riverside. And it was nice to just get out and get away. But, you know, God, anything that comes into our lives, whether we would consider it good or bad, has been approved by God. Did you know that? Even the things that we consider to be bad, it's there because God approved it. It's not necessarily that God caused it, okay? But God approved it, and he can take everything and make it good. And that's what this song is about.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for spending a bit of your weekend with me. This is Steve Webb. It's the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Hey, don't forget to check out Carbonite at backups.lifespringmedia.com and covenanteyes.com. Check them out at covenanteyes.com, and when you sign up, use the promo code LifeSpring, and you'll get those 30 days free as an introduction. Try before you buy. That's a good way to go. Hey, may God bless you richly. Thanks again for being with me. Be encouraged. Don't worry. God is there. God is on the throne. He always has been, and he always will be. He doesn't change. See you next time.